The president of the American Farm Bureau, Bob Stallman, telling reporters at this 92nd annual meeting of the AFBF that his biggest concern for U.S. agriculture are overreaching bureaucrats that want to regulate U.S. agriculture out of business. Earlier in the day on Sunday, Bob Stallman addressed the opening general session of the AFBF, about 6,000 folks there, and he said, "It's time to say to Uncle Sam that enough is enough."
We face challenges from regulators who are ready to downsize American agriculture, mothball our productivity, and outsource our farms. Whether the topic is greenhouse gas regulations, absurd new rules on dust, futile endangered species mandates, permits for spray nozzles, or expensive new rules for water, overregulation haunts our industry. This pressure is a clear and present danger to American agriculture, and it's coming from one major source. With a $10 billion budget and more than 17,000 employees, the Environmental Protection Agency has ramped up its regulatory force at the very time that agriculture's environmental footprint is shrinking. That makes about as much sense as a back pocket on a work shirt. We will not stand idly by while opponents of today's American agriculture try to drag us down, try to bury us in bureaucratic red tape and costly regulation, and try to destroy the most productive and efficient agricultural system in the world. Our message to the new Congress is clear. It is time to stop the EPA. But we don't intend to leave this to Congress alone. We are prepared to carry this battle to the courts. It is clear to us that over the last 2 years, EPA has established some of the most burdensome and, we believe, illegal environmental regulations ever. AFBF is now actively engaged in the legal battle over EPA's greenhouse gas regulations. These regulations seek to unilaterally impose costly restrictions on common emissions that Congress has refused to regulate. This issue broadly affects every source of carbon dioxide or any other greenhouse gas in the nation, eventually including many of America's most productive farms and ranches. I also want to pass on a little news to you today. As we meet, AFBF's legal counsel is preparing to file a new legal action against EPA. This suit will seek to rein in EPA's latest and most aggressive effort to use the Clean Water Act to impose burdensome new regulations on agricultural production. I am talking about new regulation of the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. EPA likes to call the TMDL a pollution diet, but this diet threatens to starve agriculture out of the entire 64,000 square mile Chesapeake Bay watershed. This new approach will not end with the bay. EPA has already revealed its plan to take similar action in other watersheds across the nation, including the Mississippi River watershed. That's why this legal effort led by AFBF is essential to preserving the power of the states, not EPA, to decide whether and how to regulate farming practices. Our lawsuit is not about whether farmers will work to achieve clean water. Farmers throughout the Chesapeake Bay region and across the nation are working diligently, as they have for years, to implement real, on-the-ground conservation measures to improve water quality. Our lawsuit is about whether EPA can dictate how we get there and at what cost.
The lawsuit that Bob Stallman made reference to being filed later today, in fact, on Monday, January 10th, in a federal court in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau going to be joining with American Farm Bureau in that lawsuit against EPA. Reporting from the 92nd Annual Meeting of the American Farm Bureau in snowy Atlanta, I'm Ron Hayes for the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.